What our legislation is about is saying, no, you're not going to destroy Social Security. We're going to expand it.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders says his legislation, Keep the Billionaires Out of Social Security Act, would invest $5 billion in the safety net program that workers pay into to provide care for disability and or retirement.
This legislation would reverse all of the cuts that the Trump administration has made to the Social Security Administration. It would prevent Trump and his friends from shutting down Social Security field offices throughout our country. It would make it easier for seniors and people with disabilities to receive the benefits they have earned over the phone. Each and every year, some 30,000 people with disabilities die waiting for their Social Security benefits to be approved. That is not acceptable. Trump's cuts will make this horrific situation even worse, and we are not going to allow that to happen.
For 90 years, Social Security has been a lifeline for millions of seniors and disabled Americans, but now it faces threats from President Donald Trump's tax cuts and budget, known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, according to a new analysis from the nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. It finds provisions in the president's budget and tax cuts bill will reduce payments into the Social Security trust funds, leading to a 24% benefit cut in 7 years and Social Security's depletion. The analysis also says at the same time, those retirees seeking to collect Social Security could also experience reduced access to health care due to an 11% cut in Medicare insurance payments. President Trump pledged to not cut Medicare, but he did. He told Politico in January and the Washington Post in February he wouldn't touch it or Social Security unless there was waste or abuse found. Now some 10 million Americans face the loss of Medicare due to cuts in work requirements. Democrats are warning Social Security is next. Debbie Dingell represents Michigan in the House of Representatives.
They have cut. They're closing offices. They're cutting staff. People cannot get help. They're just eyeing ways to defund, dismantle, and destroy Social Security.
Her father-in-law helped pass the law that created Social Security 90 years ago.
Social Security is a vital lifeline for more than 73 million Americans. When my father-in-law helped pass this 90 years ago, people were living on the street, as Bernie said. They were dying. They couldn't go to a doctor. They couldn't eat. They had no place to go. And our country found a conscience that said that people have worked hard all their life should never live like that again. And I'll be damned if anybody's going to take us back to those days.
Trump's Treasury Secretary last month said another provision in the 1,000-plus page budget bill could be a, quote, backdoor for privatizing Social Security. The bill creates a new children's saving program dubbed Trump Accounts, which can be created for those born in the U.S. and come with a potential $1,000 deposit from the Treasury. Much like an individual retirement account, the Trump accounts can grow over time. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy posted this video on social media, noting it seems innocuous at face value.
Private accounts that are invested in the private sector that have all sorts of risk involved in them as the new Social Security. Now, why do they want to do that? They want to do that because for decades, Republicans, frankly, well before Donald Trump was president, have wanted to take the Social Security system and hand it to Wall Street so that Wall Street could make huge fees off of the investment of the billions of dollars that are in Social Security. They are designed to undermine the Social Security system so that at some point Republicans can say, hey, we don't really need Social Security any longer because we have these tiny little Trump accounts.
After Bessent's comments, the Treasury Department issued a statement saying Trump accounts are an additive government program and that Social Security is a critical safety net for Americans and always will be. The Keep Billionaires Out of Social Security Act is endorsed by more than 20 Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. But with Republicans' trifecta of power in Congress and the White House, it has slim chances of passage. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.